The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here with our special Valentine's show this evening at Kitchen Table Squared, one of our favorite restaurants here in the Las Vegas area. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Italy, from Baja California, from South Africa, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are here ready to taste some of our featured wines, and some food pairings come from the kitchen here at Kitchen Table Squared. My guest tonight is Chef Javier Chavez. He's going to be with us in a little while. This man is dynamite. You're going to love him. He's a great chef. He owns two restaurants here in the Las Vegas area, and he's got a lot of information he's going to pass on to us. If tonight's your first time listening for Wines du Jour, you need to take your glass, swirl it a little bit, stick your nose down in the glass itself, and smell what you can finally find from a nice bottle of wine. And tonight we have three beautiful wines from Kendall Jackson, which is one of our favorite wineries, which happens to be from the Santa Rosa area, in case you're interested in that type of thing, which we'll talk about a little bit later. If your wine glass, after you swirl it, comes down with what we call it legs. Little legs come down the side of the glass. I need to tell you that the wider those legs are, the higher the alcohol content in the wine. If you don't have any legs, it's very low alcohol. If you have very skinny legs, then it means that the alcohol percentage is fairly low. So that's just one way to know before you even taste it what it's all about. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. And you need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, and that's the way we like to see it happen. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and it doesn't matter if the glass is half empty or half full. There's clearly room for more wine. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun information and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about where we're located this evening, and that is Kitchen Table Squared. What a great name for a restaurant. This has only been open for a short period of time, this second restaurant for the chef. And I have to tell you, it's a beautiful location. There's plenty of parking, and it's easy to get to. And it's very clean, it's modern, the food servers are great, and the kitchen, the chef has trained the staff back there to do such a really beautiful job. The first restaurant that he has is also called Kitchen Table, and it's in Henderson. That's a little town not too far from Las Vegas itself. And the second one is where we are tonight, in the area known as the Gramercy. That's what we like to see. Now, Chef Javier Chavez, who is the owner here, he likes to think of his food as, or his restaurant, I should say, as a social eatery. That's a nice thing. Has kind of French techniques in the way the food comes out of the kitchen, also with a little Latin flavor and some profiles that you're going to like. We're going to talk with him a little bit later, as I mentioned. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Kitchen Table, and then we're going to talk about Kendall Jackson wines. We love them. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLifeTV.us now.
Hi friends, this is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Javier, yeah. What did I say? Okay, excuse me. Welcome back to Wines to Shore. We're having a great time here at Kitchen Table Squared. Chef Javier Chavez is the owner, and he's going to come over and talk with us in a little while. I told you before we went to the break that we'd talk a little bit more about Kitchen Table Squared. Let me just give you a quote. Food is my motivation, success is my company, and combining the two is my recipe. Okay, that's not too shabby. Chef Javier Chavez said that. It's a good thing. He has a great happy hour. You guys need to know about that. They do breakfast here, they do lunch here, and they do dinner where we're sitting. The one in Henderson does breakfast and lunch. I don't think they do dinner. We'll have to find out more about that from Javier when the time comes. But breakfast, lunch, and he has a brunch. Let me tell you, if you like brunches, and a lot of people, you know, in Las Vegas in particular, every hotel has multitude of restaurants, and most all those restaurants have a brunch that they offer, especially on weekends, generally on Saturday and or on Sunday. If you like brunches, you need to come to Kitchen Table Square and try out the brunch they have here. Really, very nice, reasonably priced, service is good, and the choices on the menu are excellent. That's what I want to mention. You know, it's easy to put a restaurant together in terms of putting a menu. Most people, restaurateurs, if you will, decide that they're going to put all their favorite items on the menu. And then the kitchen has to figure out how to prepare all those, because unfortunately, a lot of the things that the owners have put down as items on the menu don't actually gel, so to speak, with the other items. So you end up trying to prepare from scratch 15 or 20 different things rather than 6 or 8, and then you just add or subtract this or that to make this the other dish. That's generally the way it's done from professional kitchens, but new kitchens, it's a different story. Owners technically are not chefs and don't know much about cooking. They know what they like, and they figure out how much money they can possibly make based on what they're going to charge for an item versus what it's going to cost them. And they think the difference is all going to go in their pocket. And it turns out, of course, not to be quite like that. But it sounds good. They keep forgetting things like insurance and, you know, the rent costs and all the basic things that the power and so on, the basic things that make a restaurant work successfully. But more importantly, payroll. That's one that eats up the majority of the costs of running a restaurant is payroll. If your payroll is low, generally your product is low as well, and business will never be really good. I know it sounds cruel. I don't mean it to be that way, but it's an absolute fact. So the better the quality of the food that you have, the better chance you have of people coming and enjoying. Because, you know, people like to not pay too much for a meal, but they don't want it too cheap, and they certainly want it to taste good if they do choose to order the cheap one. So if the food doesn't taste all that good, even though it was cheap, it's not a good deal. That's just something I kind of throw in here. I didn't plan on talking about that, but that's the way it is. Tonight we have three wines from Kendall Jackson, and I want to talk more about Kendall Jackson in just a few minutes. But before we do, I want to talk about the food and the first wine, which is important. Our first wine this evening is a 2016 Kendall Jackson Vintners Reserve Chardonnay. The percentage of alcohol, which we talk about every week, because I think it's important to know, not because we're worried about how much alcohol we're going to consume. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. But what it does have to do with is the higher the alcohol in the wine, the less palatable it is to go with food. Remember that. High alcohol wines is not food friendly. Low alcohol wines or medium alcohol wines are food friendly, and that's really what you should look for. Now, what do we mean by high alcohol and low alcohol? Well, by today's standards, you don't see too much alcohol labeled on a wine bottle around 11%. Used to be pretty common. Not too common anymore. It's all gone higher. So 12, 13, 14, 14 and a half, 14, maybe all the way up to 15% is okay. Above 15% is not so good to go with food. I'm not saying you shouldn't drink it. That's okay. And it's not because of the high alcohol, but it just doesn't pair well with food. And that's what we're talking about here on Wines du Jour, is a food and wine pairing in particular. Tonight, with our first wine, the Chardonnay, it is $13 a bottle, which is pretty reasonable. Everybody here, our audience, has had an opportunity to taste it already, and it tastes pretty daggone good. Kendall Jackson has been around for quite a while. They're a pretty good winery. They have 30 years plus experience, and they come to us from the Santa Rosa area, although they get a lot of their wines from all over the California coast and other places too. But tonight, we're pretty much restricted to grapes that were grown in California, and I'll talk about that when the time comes. With the Chardonnay, we have something that's kind of unusual. We have a great taste, and we have it from several different parts of California. By that, I mean some of it comes from the Monterey area, which is just above the San Francisco Bay. Some of it comes from the Santa Barbara County, which is just south of the San Francisco Bay area. And then Mendocino County is another one way up north, and a small percentage of it comes from Sonoma County. So they're all Chardonnay. They may not all be the same technical varietal of Chardonnay or species of Chardonnay, but they blend them all together to make it taste the way the winemaker would like to have it taste. And I have to say, the winemaker there, Kendall Jackson, knows what he's talking about. And the good part is they're only charging about $13 a bottle retail. That is not very expensive for a good bottle of Chardonnay. In fact, Chardonnay, by general standards, is anywhere from $25 to $40 a bottle. So when you can get a good bottle for $13, buy two or three. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way to make that happen. I like the fact that Kendall Jackson's Vintners Reserve has what they call California Chardonnay. And California on the label means that it comes from different areas of California, which I just told you, Monterey, Santa Barbara, Mendocino, and Sonoma. That allows it to become what they call California wine, as opposed to, let's say as an example, if all the grapes were grown in Sonoma, it would probably say Sonoma wine, Chardonnay from Sonoma, or Napa, it would say Napa. And all the grapes have to be grown in that region. So if it says Napa, they weren't grown anywhere else except in Napa County. Same thing with Sonoma or any other. But if they're in more than one county, then they call it California wine. And frankly, between you and me and the fence post, by getting wines that come from more than one area, the chances of that are, for you and I is pretty good that the prices are going to be a little lower, because they were able to get them from different regions. the more specific the grapes, if you happen to mention, as an example, with some Chardonnays, they tell you it's from a particular vineyard. Well, there's only so many grapes grown in that vineyard, and therefore the demand for the taste of that particular wine is pretty high. The price goes up. You know, supply and demand. That's the American way. But when you have an opportunity to get it from different parts of the state, then you know that the availability is much greater. Therefore, the price to sell it has to be a little bit lower because you have so much possibility. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. So, Vintner's Reserve Chardonnay, Kendall Jackson is the wine, and the food happens to be something I think is pretty cool, pan-roasted sea bass. Now, most people love fish or seafood, and sea bass is one of our favorite fish to have, so that's a good thing. And then the chef has made a little lemon beurre blanc sauce, and then he's taken a little medley of vegetables. Now, what the hell is a medley of vegetables? Well, in the case tonight, it's haricot vert, which for you that live in Texas, that's green beans, asparagus, and roasted tomato. So we have pan-roasted sea bass with lemon beurre blanc, along with a little vegetable medley to go along, or pair, if you will, with this particular Chardonnay. That ain't too bad. I think that's a pretty tasty thing. So I don't know what else to tell you. That's a good thing. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Chardonnay. One of the things when you swirl this, I talked a little bit about legs and so on, but let's just talk about the taste of the Chardonnay. When you swirl this wine, the Chardonnay, and you kind of stick your nose down in it, you get a nice, long, lingering finish when you swallow it. But with the nose, you get a little bit of pineapple, a little bit of mango, a little bit of papaya. That's not an uncommon thing for Chardonnay, but it's certainly there. And it has a little bit of citric acid to it, which means it has a little bit of pizzazz to the taste. And that makes it food friendly. You know, all Chardonnay that's grown and sold is not necessarily food friendly. Most people, you know, if they like Chardonnay, they serve it with everything. And that's okay if that's what you like. But the fact is, Chardonnay does not go real well with a lot of different kinds of food. And that's a whole different ballgame. But I can tell you that if you like it that way, that's what you have. In fact, what we like to say in the wine industry is that you drink what you like. If you like it, drink it. It makes no difference if I like it or not. It's what you like, and that's the most important thing. So trying a little bit of this with in your mouth, allow it to kind of waller around a little bit for a few seconds, and then swallow it. And when you swallow it here, it creates a nice balance. I think the wine is very well balanced, and it gives that long, lingering finish, which means you can taste it even after you've swallowed it. And that's a very positive thing for wine. And Kendall Jackson seems to do that quite often with a number of their wines. Now, tonight we have not only the Chardonnay from Kendall Jackson, but we have a rosé. Now, rosé is something a little bit unique, and we'll talk about that specifically when the time comes with number two wine. And then number three wine is their Pinot Noir. Now, Pinot Noir, I don't know about you, but it happens to be one of my favorite varietals. Like most varietals, all started out from the France area, Paris and so on. But this particular one has not just Pinot Noir. It has... It's 100% Pinot Noir. What I meant about a blend that I was talking about is the rosé. The rosé is a bit of Pinot Noir, a little bit of Syrah, and a little bit of Grenache. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I happen to like Grenache. It's a grape that a lot of people haven't heard too much about. Comes to us again from France. It is used as a blending grape, which means that they don't have too much. You can't hardly buy a bottle of Grenache. I don't think you can. You might be able to, but it's very, very limited if there is, because it's always used to blend with other things, in this case, Chardonnay. And in addition to that, then, Syrah, which is one of my favorite red grapes is a beautiful item that works out really well in terms of blending or by itself. You can buy a bottle of Syrah. Of course, it's a red grape, in case you don't know, like Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot. But Syrah here, in this case, is they've squeezed the juice out of the Syrah grapes, and then they've allowed it to macerate, if you will, for a short period of time. They take the skins and the meat and the seeds, throw them all together, and it starts to give a little bit of color and taste and a little of acidity to the juice. And that's how you end up with a stronger taste, if you will. Or, in this case, they remove the skins and the seeds when it starts to get a little bit dark, and they end up with what we call rosé as opposed to a red color. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet when we return right here at Kitchen Table Restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be back in a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here. Let me tell you, this food pairing is excellent with this Chardonnay. I love the fish, and that Beurre Blanc sauce is just perfect to go together with, of course, as I mentioned earlier, the vegetable medley of haricot vert, asparagus, and roasted tomatoes. Really a great combination. And the taste of this Chardonnay is excellent, folks. Kendall Jackson did a beautiful job. Again, it's a 2016. It retails for about $13 a bottle, and it's about 13.5% alcohol. So that's relatively low by what I mentioned a little bit earlier. So that's one of the reasons that it pairs so well with this fish. And sea bass, of course, is I shouldn't say everybody's favorite, but pretty close. Most people like sea bass, just like, you know, a lot of people like other things. We'll talk about that some other time. But the fact that that this wine kind of explodes in your mouth, which that's where the acidity and the balance comes from. And I have to think that this would be something very good with an awful lot of different kinds of food, not just fish, and certainly not specifically only sea bass. But boy, it tastes pretty doggone good. I like a little, there's a little bit of vanilla involved here in this Chardonnay, and as I've said many, many times here on Wines as Yours in the past, that vanilla comes only from one thing, and that is the oak barrel that the wine was aged in. Vanilla does not come from any kind of grape anywhere, and you can't get that taste or flavor unless it's aged in oak. So if it's in stainless steel, there is no such thing as vanilla flavor in stainless steel. It doesn't happen, okay? Just so you know. But the buttery taste, I don't know about you, but my wife happens to love buttery Chardonnay. The buttery the better, as far as she's concerned. But boy, lots and lots of people like that butter. And there's some beautiful butter in this particular Chardonnay, along with a little bit of oak. I said vanilla, but vanilla and oak are almost juxtapositional. You can get the both without a problem. And the taste is good. And again, that long lingering finish is something that just, I think, stands out as being exceptional. And for a cost of $13, I don't think you're going to beat that with a stick, if you know what I mean. Okay, let's move on now to wine number two, which happens to be also Kendall Jackson Vintner's Reserve, but the rosé, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. Now, let me tell you right off the bat, this is a blend rosé, and it is 75% Pinot Noir, 23% Syrah, and 2% Grenache. Now, the Grenache is just there to make it really work fine. It's not a lot of it, but it's enough to just really put a little cap on the taste, if you will. It retails for $17, which again is very reasonable, and the taste is good. It kind of jumps out of the glass, if you know. It's really has that grapefruit taste, strawberry, a little white floral notes to it. The smell or the aroma, if you will, is of some apricot, a little bit of hibiscus, if you will, and what I like is watermelon. So a little bit of that from the Reserve Rosé, and you're in shape. Now, it is a pink color, and as I mentioned earlier, it comes from the fact that the Syrah and the Pinot Noir both are red grapes, and they've squeezed the juice. They've thrown the meat and the seeds and skins back into that juice and let it macerate for a given period of time until it gets the color that the winemaker likes. And in this case, it's a beautiful pink color. And then he pulls all the skins, the meat, and the seeds out of the juice, and it remains that same color, of course. And that's what's really nice, and that's how they make rosé. If he were to have left the Pinot Noir and the Syrah and the Grenache skin, meat, and seeds in the juice, you would end up with a nice red wine as opposed to a quote-unquote pink wine. The longer it stays, the darker the color of the grape, the wine. So that's where pink comes in, and rosé is our word for a pink color nowadays. Used to be a little different than that, but we call it rosé. Now, the aromas are like I mentioned earlier, like watermelon. I think that's pretty unique for a Pinot Noir. And as I mentioned earlier, Pinot Noir is one of my favorite varietals, so you can do hardly anything wrong, from my standpoint, with Pinot Noir. However, just to let you know, generally speaking, not much is done with Pinot Noir. It's almost served 100% by itself. They don't blend things like we have here tonight with a little bit of Grenache and a little bit of Syrah. Very uncommon. So that's good. I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying that we have an opportunity to taste a little blend with Pinot Noir that you would not normally have. So here we go. Got to go to a break again. I'll talk about the food that goes along with it. Wait till you see this pork loin that they've put together here in the kitchen at our beautiful restaurant kitchen table square. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. The 1517 to Paris is the new Clint Eastwood-directed drama about three Americans who discover a terrorist plot aboard a train while in France. Judy Greer co-stars and has hopes for audiences.
They'll be proud of these guys. They'll be entertained by the action. Every single chunk of this movie, there is a story there that someone can relate to, whether it's a person who's trying so hard to get something that he just can't get.
For more reviews and interviews, visit mungleshow.com.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurant, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The legends of Ka'anapali Luau at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel will take your breath away with an abundant feast, spellbinding dances, and music from Le Pono Productions. Be greeted with a lei and browse to see island crafts made by local artisans. As you hear the pu or conch shell blow, your luau experience will begin. The featured entree is a whole roasted pig and a bountiful menu of some of Hawaii's favorite food choices. Oh, you can't forget our famous made-in-house taro poi. As your night comes to an end under the spell of the moon, be amazed by the famous firewalk. By the end of the night, you'll be full, and we hope you'll have made new friends and some forever memories while you continue to listen to music from Maui's local Hawaiian musicians every Monday night at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, voted best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Call 667-0128 or visit legendsofka'anapali.com for your exciting island adventure.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Kitchen Table Squared. That would be in Gramercy, for those of you that live in this area. If you haven't been to the Gramercy area, you need to check it out. It's easy to find. It's west of downtown Las Vegas. And in the Gramercy, there actually are a number of very good restaurants here. My favorite happens to be where we're sitting right now, and that's the Kitchen Table Squared. One of the reasons is Chef Javier Chavez is a personal friend over a number of years, and when he opened this restaurant, I couldn't wait to get over here and take a look at it because he's got a lot of style and a lot of class, and he knows what he's doing, and boy, he did the right thing when he took this place and changed it into kitchen table squared. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the wine that's going with the food. The food will be out here in just a moment, and then I'll talk about the food. But let's talk about the Kendall Jackson Grand Reserve. That is the beautiful rosé that we have here. And to make the rosé, I don't think I've mentioned too much about it. It's a combination of Pinot Noir, Syrah, and Grenache. And in this case, it's 57% Syrah. That just means that over half of it is Syrah grapes, and that's a good thing. And then next comes 31% of Pinot Noir, and then about 12% of Grenache. That's really very nice. 13.5% alcohol percentage, which is good. And as I mentioned before, a $17 price is also very, very good. Now, all of these grapes were grown in an area just north of the bay. I think what we just call it, the Sonoma County area. I'll be more specific here as soon as I get my paper straightened out here. I have to say that this particularly part of California, Sonoma, if you want to look at it that way, Sonoma County, is really the soil, the weather, the whole terroir part of it that we like to use that term in the wine industry is all conducive to growing grapes and making wine. And therefore, there are a lot of wineries in Sonoma County and a lot of good ones. Some of them are closer to a river that we have known about, Russian River, but some of them are actually along the coast, which would be the Pacific coast, of course, and the terroir in those areas are conducive to growing whatever particular grape. In this case, we're talking about some Grenache, a little Pinot Noir, and some Syrah. I think it's a good combination. Now, the food that the chef has prepared to pair with this rosé is pan-seared pork loin. Now, pan-seared is pretty much self-explanatory. You take a nice skillet, you put some butter and some oil. That would be canola oil in my case. It's the only oil I like to cook with. I don't like to cook with vegetable oil or you know, any of the other oils that you hear about. Canola oil is my favorite because it's the one the least offensive, if you will, and it tastes very, very neutral, so it doesn't put a flavor into what you're cooking. In this particular case, pan-seared pork loin with brandied mushroom cream sauce. So you make mushroom sauce. That's easy to do. You saute mushrooms with a little bit of garlic, maybe a little bit of onion, a little bit of cream, and throw a little bit of brandy into that, and you've got yourself what we refer to affectionately as brandied mushroom cream sauce. And then one of my favorite potatoes to serve at home, other than mashed, which is generally from an Idaho or whatever type of potato, this is a long, slender potato called fingerling. And fingerling potatoes, I just love them. If you'll take them, wash them, cut them in half lengthwise, turn your oven on about 375, put them in a baking sheet, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil over the top, and put them in the oven for about 20 minutes and take them out, a little salt and pepper. You have got yourself a really nice potato, easy to fix, looks good on a plate, but tastes very, very good. So the fingerling potatoes along with the pork loin. And, of course, pork loin is easy to find in almost any grocery store. It would be the small piece of pork, not the pork loin itself. That would be maybe 3 or 4 inches in diameter and could be as long as maybe 2 feet. That's the pork loin. You, unless you're looking for serving an awful lot of people, that's not what you want. But the pork loin that I'm talking about, the tenderloin, if you will, is a small, lengthy piece of maybe a foot wide, long, and maybe an inch or so wide. And you just roast it in a skillet, slice it, and serve it. It is outstanding just by itself. But in the case here, adding a little brandied mushroom sauce to go, cream sauce to go along with it, really enhances it. And then you're going to chase it, if you will, with a little bit of rosé. How bad can that possibly be? Now, Copper River is an area just north of the Bay Area, and this is where salmon comes from. And I mentioned earlier that California is pretty popular for items to go along with wines, and salmon is one of the most popular items that people like to consume. Salmon, of course, comes to us from Alaska, Washington, Oregon, maybe even the northern part of California. But if you can find a Copper River salmon, that's a specific river in the northern part of the states, that would be Oregon and Washington, boy, the salmon in that area, for some reason, the terroir is so good. The salmon has more flavor than anywhere else. So if you're looking for salmon, if you can find it from Copper River, you will love it if you go ahead and buy it. Don't buy one, buy two or three. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about wine number three in just a moment. Be back right after this.
Do you like burgers? Then experience the ultimate famous 50-50 burger at Slater's 50-50 in Pasadena, California. 50% ground beef and 50% ground bacon. Stop by at 61 North Raymond Avenue in Pasadena and visit Slater's 50-50. Experience our full bar with craft beer and more. Play in our cool new game room. View the best sports in our Slater's 50-50 TV lounge. Try our Slater's 50-50 burgers by design, too, and all of our incredible food, including our Sunday Bloody Mary brunch. Check out our VIP event space for private dining and ask about our chef-inspired catering company with a completely scratch kitchen-based service. It's all at Slater's 5050 under new management at 61 North Raymond in Pasadena. Call 626-765-9700. 626-765-9700. Call now, 626-765-9700.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Kitchen Table Squared restaurant in Las Vegas. And we are actually just finishing up wine number two, which is that rosé from Kendall Jackson Vintners Reserve. Boy, just delicious. $17 retail is very, very good. And as I mentioned earlier, it's a blend of Pinot Noir, Syrah, and Grenache. It has a nice floral notes to it. I really think it's a very nice wine if you like rosés at all. You're going to love this one. Or if you're not familiar with rosé, and some people are a little bit skittish because it's not white and it's not red, excuse me, it's in between. Well, don't let that bother you, because rosé is a very, very good product, and you should try it. Now, you know, this is the time of the year where a lot of people are starting to warm up a little bit around the country. I know some of you back east are still in the snow and so on, but here in Las Vegas, we're about 72 degrees. We haven't had any snow. We haven't had any really cold weather whatsoever. We've had a very beautiful winter. And so the barbecue or the grill is still available, and we're using it quite often, which is a good thing. You know, grilling or barbecuing is actually a very healthy way to cook food, particularly meat. And that's what we do most of the time on our barbecue or our grill, is to cook meat. But you can also do vegetables. And I have to tell you, potatoes, as an example, or several other vegetables that I could mention, are very, very good on the grill. If you haven't thought about that, consider trying it, and you'll be amazed, and probably start doing it on a regular basis. Salads, of course, are also very important. But pasta is something different. Now, pasta is something that everybody loves. Most people think of spaghetti when they think of pasta. But here, our third pairing is a pasta, but it is not spaghetti. It is not linguine. It is something that you're not probably that familiar with as far as the shape is concerned, tagliatella. Tagliatella, which I happen to like. You'll love it when you see it. You say, oh, yeah, I've seen that before. But I just want to talk a couple of minutes about pasta. Number one, pasta should not be made with all-purpose flour. That means that most of the American pasta that you find in the store is not something that I recommend. It is made with all-purpose flour. Not a good taste. If you can find a pasta in America that's made from a particular flour called semolina, that's the one everybody's probably familiar with the name, but you don't associate it with anything in particular. But semolina flour is the very best way to make pasta. In fact, if you go to Italy, and I recommend you do, if you can do that, go visit Italy, you'll find out that the pasta there is 100% semolina, and that semolina is a very unique flour, and there's the demand for semolina in Italian pasta is so great that they import semolina grown in the Midwest here in America and in the central part of Canada. They ship it from here to Italy. They convert it into a pasta and ship it back, and we buy imported semolina flour, or pasta, if you will. But it originated here in the country, in America. That's just kind of a unique thing. But semolina pasta, well, first of all, when it comes to pasta, it's the very same recipe no matter what the shape. In other words, spaghetti is no different formula-wise than linguine or fettuccine or lasagna. It's all the shapes. Now, how many shapes are there? Well, we don't know possibly. We know that there's well over 50 different shapes, but it may be closer to 200. It depends on what part of the country you're actually checking. If you're doing it in Italy, well, there's probably close to 200 different shapes. But everywhere else in the world is around 50, and that's more than any of us have ever had a chance to taste. And that's not a bad thing, because remember, it's all made from the very same formula. 50 different shapes. And then if you're going to put a sauce with it, most everybody likes a red sauce. Well, let me mention a couple things about red sauce and what I hope you'll start paying attention to if you don't already. And that is, the tomatoes that are used to make the sauce are all important in the taste. The best tomatoes in the whole world do not come from California, do not come from the United States, but they do come to us from southern Italy, an area that we like to call the San Marzano area. That's the name, San Marzano, M-A-R-Z-A-N-O, San Marzano. So if you can find a tomato that says San Marzano, and it's not an American San Marzano, you'll find it's the best-tasting tomato you've ever had. Tomato sauce, tomato puree, tomato chunks, diced, whatever. All those things, if it's made from an actual San Marzano tomato from Italy, it is the best you've ever had. And so if you take that, along with a little semolina pasta, regardless of the shape, cook the two together with a little bit of garlic and a little bit of olive oil, some Parmesan cheese, you're in seventh heaven, because that's the best pasta you're ever going to get in the whole wide world. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll finish up talking a little bit more about wine number three, which you're going to be surprised when I tell you what it is. But, well, I'll just tell you, it's a Pinot Noir, but it's 100%. We'll talk about that when we return. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour at Kitchen Table Square in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be back in a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates? Unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here, but we're actually tasting that rosé wine along with that food that we paired with it, pork tenderloin. Let me tell you, that's a pretty nice combination. But wait till you taste number three. Number three happens to be a little bit of pasta. That would be tagliatelle. That's just the shape of the pasta. It's made from semolina flour, and this is put together with a little bit of spicy tomato meat sauce. Now, most everybody makes a tomato sauce or a tomato meat sauce. You can make a sauce without meat, or you can make it with meat. In this particular case, it's with meat. So tagliatelle is the shape of the pasta, a little bit of fresh Parmesan cheese, and of course you always want not American Parmesan, but imported from Italy Parmesan. Come on, I'm sorry, I'm not prejudiced, I'm just telling you, the taste is far different. So make sure you get some imported Italian Parmesan cheese to put on top of your San Marzano tomato sauce, and you will be in seventh heaven. I'm just telling you, it's good. And then if you pick a pasta, whether it's tagliatelle or any other shape that you might like, as long as it's made from semolina, not from all-purpose flour, you will be a happy camper. And you will enjoy that, maybe with a little garlic bread, a nice glass of wine. You're in seventh heaven. That's not a bad thing whatsoever. Now, here tonight, our third wine that they're pouring as we speak, as I mentioned earlier, is Pinot Noir. And it is 14.5% alcohol. That's just about perfect for a good quality wine. Single vineyard, I shouldn't say vineyard, single varietal. And the taste is good. Now, one thing about Pinot Noir is it has a nice, I'm going to call it garnet-colored red wine. Okay, does that make sense to you? Dark garnet red wine. It has a little bit of strawberry. It has a little bit of raspberry. Several different fruits, cherry, that sort of thing, is typical with Pinot Noir. And when you take that and then add it with a little bit of food, you're in seventh heaven. So you've got a little spicy tomato meat sauce with a little bit of Parmesan cheese over some pasta and a nice glass of Pinot Noir, which ain't too bad. That's not a bad thing at all. And it's a good combination and a great way this evening to be our third pairing. This pasta, tagliatelle, is, again, a shape of a pasta. It looks like linguine or fettuccine, but it's called tagliatelle. It's a great pasta, very tasty, and the meat sauce that the chef makes here, he cooks for several hours. Now, let me talk about cooking pasta sauce. Most everybody has a red sauce that they like. You can buy it in the grocery store, already done, and then you can take it out, put it into a sauce pot, and add a couple other things to it, and you'll be very, very happy. And that's really all you have to do. It's up to you. But if you're looking to keep the cost down, you're going to make some San Marzano tomato sauce. Take that as a base instead of somebody's pasta sauce in a jar, a little bit less expensive. And that's about all there is to it. Boy, we run out of time. How come we run out of time? We're having such a good time. That's too bad. Anyway, we'll talk about pasta a little bit later in some other show. Next week, we're going to be at Pancho's, is one of our favorite Mexican restaurants here in the Las Vegas area. And, of course, this is the final part of our Valentine's show. Valentine's coming up here in the next few days. I hope everybody has a wonderful Valentine's. That's very, very important. I'm about 3 days from now, I'm about to celebrate my 35th wedding anniversary to my beautiful wife, Tammy. I could not live as long as I have without her. She is the best. So thanks for listening to Wines du Jour, Food and Wine Show, and our special Valentine's show here at Kitchen Table Square. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Good night.